You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with Adam Kontos. That's probably the third different way I pronounced his name. I apologize for that, Adam. He's the chief operating officer at RE/MAX. RE/MAX is a worldwide headquarters. He's based up there, and he heads up everything from IT and HR to franchise sales, brand marketing, communications, events, media strategies, PR, and a whole bunch of other stuff. He is the man that makes RE/MAX go. Welcome back to the show, Adam.
Thanks, Jim.
Now, I teased it a little bit that we talk a little bit about the market nationwide. We know that interest rates are starting to tick up. What are you guys seeing in the market overall and maybe here in Florida? Because I know you had a little experience down here in Florida as well.
Well, to kind of start with the national market, you know, we're seeing solid growth. It's kind of slow and steady throughout the country. The majority of the country still has a very, very low inventory. In fact, some of the markets that fight for the lowest inventory is Denver, San Francisco, San Diego, and strangely enough, a few cities in the internal U.S. like Omaha. But you know, Miami is actually kind of floating on the outskirts of that. Miami's got an inventory of about 7.4 months right now, and that's all. This information is going to be coming out tomorrow, by the way, in our we put out a monthly national housing report, cover 53 metros in the U.S.
Oh, wow. So, I want to get on that list.
You hop on our website. It's on there in the newsroom is where you can find it. But it covers all the markets, all the trends. You know, it's interesting. Miami's a different animal in the country with respect to how the housing market works there, because you guys have such a huge amount of condo inventory, and that does skew the numbers quite a bit. But what's weird is, you know, we actually saw a median sales price increase over last month in Miami of 1.6%, which is kind of bucking the trend of the rest of the country this time of year.
So, yeah, but I know why that happened. That's because they were closing all the units at the Porsche Design Tower with my good friend Gil Deser and the $5 to $25 million impact. I'll bet you that's what's going on with our numbers. It may be skewing because of those condos.
That's quite possible. That is quite possible. But I mean, it's, you know, the market is slow and steady. Like you said, we expect interest rates to kind of keep inching up. So, you know, if you're looking for that refi or you're thinking about getting into the market, obviously this is probably the cheapest that any of us will see in our lifetimes. So it's a good opportunity for that. And frankly, you know, we expect that housing prices will continue to inch up over this year.
Well, I would think they would. We got all the cost of the inputs are going up, including the cost of the money. So I would think that the ability to buy stuff would be continuing to deteriorate over time. I really don't, in my opinion, see a real big overbuild. I think that the banks have maintained their discipline, so you don't have a lot of excess supply out there. And so I really think that you're right. I think that if somebody wants to buy something, now is the time to get off the sidelines. And I really think that today is the time to buy. And I don't think you need to really wonder or worry where the market is in your particular submarket. If you want to buy a house, you want to live in a house, I think you go for it. You look for the schools and the neighborhoods and things like that.
Absolutely. It's still the American dream, and a lot of people want to take advantage of it. They hadn't been able to over the past, you know, 7 or 8 years, and now's their chance again. So it's, you know, kind of that moment where they need to giddy up and take a look at it.
Well, Adam, you know, you mentioned your website before. Can you please give the website a shout out and maybe tell us a little bit more about the South Florida market, what you're seeing here?
Sure. Well, our website is remax.com, and they can find you know, pretty much every listing in the country on remax.com. We pride ourselves in going out and being members or having relationships with nearly every MLS in the country, so that we have current data and accurate data for them on our website, as well as they could find one of our great agents on there as well for pretty much every market in the country. We exist nearly everywhere. So we have a very broad footprint. And then also, if they want to start looking overseas, we have global.remax.com, which is in, I think, 60-some countries. And they can also convert everything into 40-some currencies on there as well. So That's where they want to check. But, you know, that I got to tell you, the greater Miami market, which is essentially Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties, that's what we study. You know, we've got some interesting increases down there. 1 year increase in the median sales price for greater Miami is 11%. So, you know, it's buying real estate is still an investment for a lot of people, not just a place to live, which actually is the seventh highest we're seeing in the country. So, you know, even with that high inventory, we're still seeing, you know, great median sales price increases. Granted, like you said, when you have those big releases of the luxury towers and things like that coming out, those do skew it a little bit. So you need to make sure you talk to your agent and figure out what's going on in the marketplace. But strangely enough, 1 month transaction difference for the area is down quite heavily between December and January. So we expect that to start picking up again now.
Well, listen, Adam, I want to thank you so much, and I hope you'll come back again and be on our show again with us and give us some more information. Maybe we can get Sean in here and we can do something with you and Sean. I think that'd be absolutely awesome.
That'd be great, Jim. Look forward to it.
All right. Well, Adam, I want to thank you so much for being here. I want to thank your team for putting this together. We'll look forward to seeing you on the radio real soon. Do you ever get down to Miami?
I do on occasion. When I get down there next, I'll look you up.
I really would love that. Adam Contos, he's the Chief Operating Officer of RE/MAX, the worldwide real estate company. They got great information, and I know their guy down here, Sean, is one of the top guys in the market. I absolutely love him. Love going to coffee and sharing the information with Sean. So thank you so much, Adam, for being on our show today.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.